Listen, first of all, let's say that we have Miss Julie from Felk running our board, and she's having so much fun. And she's pushing my buttons like crazy. Not only the ones on there, but yeah. And then our special guest today is a guy that I've known, golly, I don't know, since the 90s, I guess, probably around in there. Sean, can we give your last name?
You can. It's out there. I say that as since I started podcasting, I realized at some point everybody's going to know who I am, whether I like it or not. And that comes with the good and the bad.
So. Right. You're absolutely right. Well, I am tickled to be just a small part of influencers for you to do the podcast. So I really appreciate it. And as you were saying before, you were an avid listener, which I also of my radio program, not necessarily our podcast.
The podcast is different for you because I've known you as a radio jock. So it's been different trying to find your podcast. Like the morning wake up call, I knew about this one, and the other ones I knew about tentatively, but not like
in depth. Yeah, I got you. Well, we're gonna pop your cherry just so that you know. But I do want to make sure we have the phone number out there, and I don't remember what it is. Hold on just a second. And email address is mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com. Did I do that okay?
Much more dramatic. It needs a lot of drama in there.
Okay, maybe after another couple of drinks. I'm drinking an old-fashioned, right? That's what I got. So
I'll send you to my opera guy.
Yeah, please do. All right, let me get the phone number because we encourage you to call and leave messages. Have gotten some; they've been great. Some of them not so good. Some of them.
Quickly, can I say something?
You sure can.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Historically, you've proven that you can.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with you in 10.
Oh my God!
Pick away.
I was listening to your last podcast episode.
Okay.
And you guys kind of winned it out when it Felicia and I.
Did we?
Yes, you did.
Because we record ahead of time, so I always forget by the time it comes out.
You guys were really baiting us. You really were.
Were we?
Yeah. And you're really good at it, so we think that you're probably the best master baiters.
We are master baiters. Yes.
It took you all day to come up with that.
No, it took her like 2 seconds.
You guys got a camera in the bathroom?
I was wondering what you were doing there.
The phone number is 505-512-3179. 505-512-3179.
Is the number 505-512-3179?
No, I think it's 505-512. And I had to look at it. 3179.
Oh, that's why I went wrong. It's 505-512-3179. I got you.
And you're listening to Male Encounters of the Life Kind. But Miss Julie and that's the wrong one. But the music bed's the same. Now you'll have the commercial. But Julie and Felicia are here from Female Encounters of Life. Why, I don't know. And then Sean. Oh, well, Julie's running the board. I'm starting to figure out why she volunteered to run the board.
I'm telling you why we're here. We listened to your podcast, and you were calling us out and talking smack, so we came to defend ourselves.
Well, Sean has a podcast. I have listened to a couple. I'm not going to talk smack.
Oh, Sean, good.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a new starter, and I'm an influencer, so I feel kind of special. My head's getting bigger as we go.
You're definitely one of the people that drove me into this type of thing. My son was another one. During the last 2 years, with everything going as it was, I got really into podcasts, and my son kept coming back to my office, and he kept saying, "Dad, I really think you should do this." And I was like, "Why?" And he goes, "Because there's many times you've given us history lessons or lectures, or you show us stuff with in the two, my kids all know about guns and stuff too, that I wish you would share with other people," is exactly what my son was talking about. And I said, "Well, okay." And then the more I realized where we are as a culture, as a society, where we're all fighting, and there's not enough people actually willing to take a bullet and go out and say what you believe and what you feel, especially when it comes to, I'm a big advocate of human rights in general, or American rights. The other influence I had was Eric July. He's a kind of libertarian podcaster, comic book artist, and a rapper, and a heavy metal guy. But wow. He does a podcast. And one of the things he said was politics is downstream of culture. And if you want to influence politics, you have to influence culture. And the only way to do that is to create culture. So this is my bid to try to influence culture.
Wow, interesting. Real interesting. Well, kind of give us a nutshell, because I don't want to let too much out about what your podcast is about. And then we also need to know how to find it. And then we're going to talk later off microphone how we can make you even more, get you even more downloads. You came to a loaded place, man.
I've got
a great internet guy, web page design guy, and then...
And as an IT guy, I'm more of a network engineer.
Right.
So I am not a programmer or a web guy. This everything I've done has been on my own doing research to try to figure out how to do this. So everything you've seen right now is all me.
Well, it's well done. I mean, it's good. And you and I had this conversation. I don't know. We swore we would get together at least once a month and haven't.
But COVID broke out right then, and that's when it went to hell.
Yeah. I'm not a big advocate. I mean, I own a gun, but I'm not a big advocate for the AK. What is it? AK?
The AK. AK-47, AK-74, AKM. The thing is, weapons are part of my religion or part of my family. They have been since I was like 4 years old. So I've been building, using, I do everything you could think of on my own for reloading. I've done this since you've known me, Dave, since I was about six.
Oh, yeah, I can remember you being back into guns.
With that, one of the biggest things New Mexico BRO, NMBROU is the podcast, the first one that I started. And what its design was originally was as a political organization to start going to the rallies in Santa Fe to try to influence and keep New Mexico tactical, because they're always trying to take away rights. They're never going to give them back to you. That's something I've noticed with the government, is any power you give them, they never willingly give it back. And that's been a problem for me. So I was trying to stay ahead of the ball so we don't end up like more of the restrictive areas. I understand both sides of the argument. There's a lot of nuance with this. I won't say exactly where I work because these opinions are my own, but I've had to deal with a school shooting personally with the blowback from that, the most violent thing you can think of in the 2A community. And after that, one of the things I noticed was there was no law that would have stopped what happened from happening. Okay? The guy passed a background check. He purchased a weapon. He took this, had a mindset and a plan, and that's what it took. If you're going to fix the problem, you need to fix the culture around it. And that's where I think we've gotten away from culture, is we've gotten away from, I don't know how exactly to put it, self-ownership. Too many times where it's somebody else's fault, and we need to be more...
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Take ownership for yourself,
yep.
Number one. You're right. I mean, And I think, too, a lot of people have just kind of pussyfooted around different issues.
Yep.
And I believe, with everything that I am, it's not necessarily guns that has caused that issue. It's the media.
Yes.
Social media.
Yes.
Facebook pages.
I would agree 100%. Because one of the things that's pissed me off, to be blunt, about where we are right now, is I have people that I graduated high school with that are devout left-wing guys, and I'm going to use left and right sometimes. I still will go have coffee and dinner with them, okay? We have total polar opposite views, but we've lost that as a culture where we'll actually go have a talk anymore,
right?
Because now they look at an R or a D rather than the person that's actually espousing the views that they have.
Yeah.
And that's not what I agree with. I agree with that you are the maker of your own fate, the master of your own life, and that you have to take some self-ownership here. That's why I'm trying to be the best advocate I can be for the Second Amendment. And with that comes some responsibility. I am one of the guys that actually stepped out and got a lot of training from gun guys, like actual trainers, to learn how to use it. Do I advocate you carry all the time? Absolutely, where it's legally possible, okay? However, I also understand this isn't for everybody. But I've also, the same token, I flipped it over and I started doing medical training too, because if I have to put holes in someone, I need to know how to stop them. But where this goes is I've talked to a lot of people in the area, detectives, cops, law enforcement, FBI agents, and the one general consensus I got from them is, we will get there to help you. It's a matter of geography and time, how long it's going to take to get there. What's going to happen in that time frame?
Right. Yeah. You know, I've had Shane Ferrari on. I've had Chief Hebe on. Or Hebe, yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. Great guys.
Yeah, and they both have said Shiprock was a major concern for them. I mean, some of those guys will get a call, and it takes them 45 minutes yeah. just to get and, where they're going to go to help somebody. And by that time, the whole place could be dead.
And that's just it. In our today's society, you have people that will twist off on their own mindset, and they're going to do bad things. There's no way to stop that because you don't know it until it happens. A lot of that, the times. But what I've noticed, because I've listened to police radio from time to time, what they do is sometimes they'll answer a call from one district to the other. That means that your district or that other district isn't covered. So it isn't a fact of they're not going to get there. They're going to get there.
Eventually.
Eventually. But think about a busy time of day in Farmington and trying to get lunch and go from one end of town to the other. What happens?
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
So that's what
they're... Especially holiday time and yep. all, yeah.
And that's what they're fighting. It isn't that they're fighting that and the combination of the drug influence that's happening right now, that there's a lot of people that are on methamphetamines and fentanyl that are really desperate people. These guys are willing to perpetrate crimes without thought because they need that fix in their mindset. And if that happens, what are you going to do? And that's why I say this.
Well, listen, I remember our conversation when we finished up talking. It was Clancy's, right? Yeah. And I remember saying to you, well, Sean, a lot of it we agreed head to head on, but I remember saying, well, Sean, at this particular conjuncture, we're going to have to just agree to disagree. But the thing that I liked about it the most is that we still were able to remain friends.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's it. That's the important thing for me is, you know, I respect, we live in America. You have the right to bear arms, and right now you have the right to bear any kind of arm you want to bear, and I will fight for that. That's we live in a society that allows us to do that. So, all right, well, listen, we got to take a break. So, a little deeper than I really expected, but I'm getting some from it, and I appreciate your input. So we'll come back. And Ken's been awful quiet. You kind of
got so many things I could add to that.
Okay, perfect. So yeah. When we come back, we're going to cue you, and I want you to add.
Awesome.
Okay, does that
I'll
sound
have
good?
To try and keep track of them in mind.
Okay, I won't say a word. Everybody shut up while we're on break so Ken can keep thinking. Good, grab another drink.
Yeah. Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Hamry Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Coming in hot. Hey, quit flirting with the waitresses, Ken, and get back over here.
It's what I do, David. It's what I do.
All right, well, listen, this is a great subject, and it's one of those that people are kind of torn on, but I agree with some of what you said. I don't want any rights taken away from anybody because it is hard to get them back. But I will work on trying to comprehend, you know, having that kind of weaponry. I mean, I'll just leave it at that. That's what I'm going to work on personally. Ken said he had a bunch of stuff he wanted to
point out. Let's see if I can back all the way up.
Okay.
So,
Rewind.
So the first one, you said that guns were part of your religion, and the first thought that popped into my head was, oh my God, I've never met a Mandalorian. This is badass. So,
you
know, so
you haven't seen it, have you?
Do you have it on there?
What?
Nice.
Not gone, merely marching far away in the names of my family.
Oh, wow.
No, we're not done.
Right. So anyway, but then, yeah, I was just having thoughts on all this. There's so many aspects that you covered there. And
family is more than bloodline.
Nice. Yeah, and the Mando thingy. So he's showing tattoos, everybody, for the non-visual audience, which is all of you.
Yeah, where's the camera?
Right. But no, I mean, just certain aspects of that, like school shootings, you know, and how that ties to culture and parenting and things, because people that know me well know I was bullied like hardcore from fourth grade through 12th grade. And it was miserable. I want nothing to do with anyone that I knew from school. I've never been to a reunion. I'm not doing it. I hated every aspect of it.
I didn't know that.
And oh my God, you. Yeah. And there were so many of those people that I wish would just disappear from the planet. And yeah. And I lived in a house where guns were readily available. My father slept with a pistol, a loaded safety off pistol, on the bedside table. It was always there. And so we were very comfortable with the presence of weapons, and we were trained. So Dad would take us out, he would show us how to shoot them and how to clean them and how to load them and just everything about them. And so they weren't some big mystery, and there weren't some, it was just a thing. It was a thing in the house. And so like all of those things, you start plunking them together. Never once in my life did I think, I'm gonna grab one of Dad's guns, I'm gonna take that sumbitch to school, and I'm gonna blow that dude's head off. Like, yep. Seriously, that's what's gonna happen. So, I never once had that thought.
I'll go one better than you can. When I was in high school, I had a Kalashnikov. I had an AK back then. That was my own rifle. My dad gave it to me. I had been trained with it. I was bullied throughout high school.
Yeah.
That never crossed my mind yet either. And it was more so, I need to convince people my thoughts are right. Because if you don't have an argument, then you're not debating anything. You're using emotion to react to something. That's not where I've been.
And that's actually the other part that I had thoughts on. We had talked about a little bit about that off mic, where things are very divisive right now, and that's 100% what everyone needs, is to have differing points of view and differing opinions. But politics or people's attachment to politics has taken those conversations out to where a person can sit down with another person and say, this is what I believe. And they're like, no, you're full of shit. I don't believe that at all. This is what I believe. And you can actually have that debate and not just resort to name calling and labeling
or
storming out
personally, rather than just the topic.
Talk about
or the
issue.
Yes.
Yeah. And even remain friends during, if you're already friends, remain friends during that process.
I have some friends that are totally anti-gun.
Oh,
and you know what? What's always funny is I have one that I love to death. I've known her since high school. She's one of the ladies that I would do anything for. She's one of the ones that actually got me more worried about COVID than I probably should have been, because she's a clinician.
Yeah.
But she's totally not a 2A person. I still talk to her. We still talk, and we still talk civilly.
And why not?
Yeah. And that's why.
Right.
And she says, we do not agree here. We never will.
Right.
But that discussion needs to happen.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And what I love from one of my ex-girlfriends, since Dave said that earlier, is the left wing and the right wing support the same bird. And that's what we've forgotten.
Yes, that is true.
You know what?
Yes.
That's exactly right. You know, like Bill Clinton or not like Bill Clinton, his biggest asset was he was able to have both the parties come together, period.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to – did you finish what your thought?
Mostly. I mean, those were the major topics, especially the Mandalorian thing. Like, and I didn't realize he had the freaking tattoos. Then.
Back it up.
Yeah.
I'll go one farther. I actually have the armor set in the armor.
Do you really?
I used to be a cosplayer.
Oh my God!
And I have the armor pallions and the armor set. We're working on it.
Do you have a picture of you in it?
Somewhere, probably.
Yeah, send it to me.
We have my kids and my kid's mom is actually, which we used to go out with, we're not together anymore, but she's working on a clan emblem for us because she likes what this stands for.
Right, right.
Family is more than bloodline. My father adopted me when I was 4 years old, so I never knew my real father. My father was one of the single biggest influencers in my life.
Yeah.
And that's part of why I've done the gun culture, the 2-8 culture with my kids, is that it demystifies them.
Exactly.
One of the biggest horrifying thoughts I have is a kid going to another kid's home who's never heard about guns, has no idea about safety, and they're messing around with this because they're curious.
Exactly. That's what kids do.
And get
And then they kill one another.
Get shot. Something happens.
When you have someone who's younger than you, a kid, and you teach them the right way, they're more likely to go, no, we don't mess with that, or they're going to disarm it and make it safe.
It's not a mystery for them to figure out when you're not around or whatever. So,
listen, I just want to say this. You both are dancing around the root problem. And I'm going to tell you point blank, you said it, you never wanted to shoot anybody brought up in a home with guns.
Right.
You never wanted to go shoot anybody brought... The main thing is you were taught respect for human life.
Outstanding,
And it starts at home, period. If you don't teach your child to respect themselves first and human life second, then we're always gonna have the issues that we have. I don't care if they try to take all our guns away, they're gonna figure out some other way to kill one another.
Yeah, there's always a way.
Look at England. England, they banned guns outright, and they have more knife problems and knife crime than they ever had before.
Yeah.
To the point they were trying to ban cutlery from, like, restaurants. I'm not joking. You're just moving the problem from one to the other.
Right.
And that one place to another place. And that's not something I'm interested in.
Well, listen, if you guys would like to weigh in, I'm telling you, I'd love to hear from you. 505-512-3179. Please weigh in. You want to give that number again?
505-512-3179. Yeah, again, that's 505-512-3179.
Your radio voice?
I don't have a radio voice.
Neither do I.
No, I have a voice for video.
Yeah.
You have a face for radio.
We do have it. Thank you. We do have an email address. If you don't want to leave a voicemail, it's LifeCounters. Oh my God.
Yeah, LifeCounters.
Life. What is it? Mail Encounters. I haven't had that much to drink. I've had 2 sips off of
mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com.
Thank you. And I would love to hear from people. Honestly, whether you want to leave a message or send us an email. I think it's...
Any comment whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a hot topic.
Yeah,
but I do
make it mean, make it nasty, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to make fun of it on the air.
Yeah, so that's right. That's fine. I don't know. I won't say much.
I will anyway.
I think we need to get back to the basics of basic respect for human life.
Yes.
Or any kind of life. I mean, I don't like people going around.
Expand that out. I mean, that's the most important, but just basic respect for people.
Exactly.
You don't have to agree with people.
No.
But respect them enough to know that they have their opinion, you have your opinion, and you're never gonna agree. And let it go. Let it be that.
Yeah.
And I go one step farther with that and say that we've all been trained to go with emotion over reason. By multimedia, by the movies, by the game.
Exactly.
And that's where we need to control that more, is you need to control your emotions, think with a clear head before you speak. Because what happens 9 times out of 10 is you say something or do something out of anger that isn't right.
Yeah.
And we see the repercussions of this all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
I've actually been accused of being a robot, mostly by ex-wives. Because I don't do that. I'm Mr. Spock. So
logic and reason.
I think through logic and reason, and it's so confusing to me how so many people, and that is the vast majority of people, that make decisions based on, and especially as a marketing guy, I understand that everybody makes decisions emotionally. And so
And we pray on, as marketing people, we pray on that.
We do. I use that
absolutely.
To my benefit.
That's our biggest we don't need no gun.
I just need your emotions. Let me have them.
But that goes to something like Sun Tzu said, the hallmark of a true warrior is not to win 1,000 blows with 1,000 battles, but to subdue the enemy without a fight.
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of how I see the 2A. I don't want to ever use it. That's a bad day for me.
Right.
I want the ability that if I do, that I put them in the right, put the holes in the right place at the right time without hurting anyone else. Something that's inherent in the 2A is you have to understand that when you squeeze the trigger, that bullet is got your name on it, whether it hit the person it was supposed to or not. So if you kill little Susie down the street, you're just as culpable as you walked up and shot her.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just figuring it out. I was just about to ask you. I'm not in gun culture, but I was about to ask you what's 2A. So Second Amendment, that's mm-hmm. what you're saying when you're saying
2A. 2A gun culture.
Okay, I got you.
The gun tubers. So, yeah, that type of thing.
All right, well, listen, we're going to take another break. Sean, I appreciate you coming. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get some feedback.
Yeah, get his details and everything
right after the break. We'll get your details because I'd like to invite people to check out your podcast as well. Even though ours, you know, is going to get more downloads.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Does he have a website? I can handle that.
Listen, you're welcome to the podcast family because we're going to do nothing but rib on you.
That's fine.
That's why these ladies are here, I think, tonight, because they're pissed at us. So we're
used to it.
Yeah, I can tell you that there are sometimes when you listen to the podcast, you'll be like, yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah, no,
that's
great. I heard a couple and I was like, Sean, no.
That actually makes a successful podcast.
And that's what I'm doing. This to me is a hobby that I would love to morph into something more.
Yeah.
But it really is, I'm trying to create a culture around this stuff and try to keep New Mexico as tactical as I can.
I think we can get you a following. I really do. I mean, there's a lot of people who feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. But we want them to be intelligent people and, you know, peaceful until it otherwise.
It should always be peaceful. Yep. You're always your choice. Even in the 2A community, you sometimes you need to make a better witness than someone that's involved in the action.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's take this break. Julie is like, I know she's going to thump me. I'm going to bring you the bat because that's what Ren uses to pop. Yeah, pops me over the head with the bat. Okay, break time. Go.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glow Up Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
I don't know what's going on over here with Ken and Felicia.
Yeah, we got something going on here.
Yeah, I put lipstick on his shirt.
That's okay.
Yeah, say that again.
I'll fix it in post.
What did you say? There's something going on with Ken and I?
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, I left lipstick on his shirt.
Did you really?
Yeah, somehow, mysteriously.
Well, did Jerry catch it?
Last week.
Well, he showed it to her.
Yeah, I showed it. I showed it.
Yeah. Did she get mad?
Oh, God, no.
No, she's not Latina. No,
she knows me.
If she was, he would be murdered.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
She knows me. It was on the sleeve. I mean.
Well, now how the hell
That's not where you told me it was.
Well, I'm so short, and when they give us hugs, like, your face gets planted into their armpit, and then.
So you're a connoisseur of deodorant.
Yes. I've smelled many armpits in my life.
Not always by choice.
Blindfold me and give me like 3 armpits. I'll tell you what kind of deodorant I
wear. Wow.
Listen, I gave the girl that was a little shorter than you were once.
Yeah.
When we were toes to toes, her nose was in it. And then when we were nose to nose, her toes was in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at her. She's trying to figure that out.
So you're telling me you got lucky?
Yeah, with her I did.
Julie's like, ew.
All right, so we.
Spit it out. Use your words. Use your words, David.
Fuck you. question.
I could probably do that. Probably get that done.
$20 is $20,
right? You nailed it.
That's my son.
$20. Okay.
It all feels the same when the lights are off.
Kind of. Yeah. Some are furrier. I mean.
Oh my God!
Wow.
All right. How did we end up in this rabbit hole? See, if you would just use your words, we wouldn't end up here.
Okay, so Felicia, whenever Felicia shows up, it goes right to the gutter.
Yeah, yeah. I respect that.
But we love her anyway.
We do.
I love you guys.
You know,
apparently not.
You
have a big problem with
him. Get him away from her. He's really a lot of fun.
Is he?
Oh
yeah, I gotta meet him.
Look at her.
She's scared right now. I gotta meet him.
He's a good guy. All right, so. Were you guys going to have Ken on your show? Is that what we were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Because
so,
we've been listening to your podcast.
And you want to call him out.
And we're pissed.
You guys are just ridiculous.
Bring it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Here's the deal. Doesn't bother me too much. Oh, I can't say this because I've had alcohol on your show. So I can't say they got their own bartender. I was going to say we have ours in a bar.
We do. We have our own bartender.
But
we have two.
But
beat
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But all my drinks have been free when I went with them. So I don't know if they're trying to butter my ass up or if they're just you know, I don't know. But I haven't had to pay for a drink yet, and I've offered.
Yeah.
So.
And he's got some damn good drinks.
Oh, my God, yes. The
never
liquid
even
marijuana.
Tipped the bartender.
He never even tipped it. On
the oh, you know what? I didn't even think of that, but I will. I'll triple tip her the next time.
There you go.
Yeah, because she's great. Yeah, they have the resident bartender. Now, we have
resident
two.
Mixologist.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Mixologist.
She, her bartender license has expired.
Right. There is no bar there, so
there's
it is
no
a
bar.
Mixologist.
Yeah, she's a mixologist.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm got me all choked up. So I guess you're going
to
be on the next show, but I think they told the mixologist not to come because you were going to be there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a smart move. That's,
no drinks for you.
that's a smart move.
No soup for you, man.
No drinks for you.
So with that being said, I think that'd be kind of cool. I was running the board for them. I was their sound engineer, but now I just sit and look pretty.
Let me just let you do it because I put the wrong commercials on this one. I was distracted by Ken and Felicia and the lipstick.
Of course.
And wherever it was on the shirt that they're
yeah, well,
denying.
At least it wasn't on his trousers or something
no,
like that.
No, it was in his armpit.
Are you into armpits?
I guess.
It's just kinky. It was really kinky in the evening.
Sorry.
Yes.
I can't control it.
You know you like my sausage toes, Julie.
Sausage toes.
Look at her feet sometimes. Yeah.
Ken's going to be checking them out later, I'm sure.
And it's summertime, so they get burnt sometimes.
Oh, I know. I've got to look at them more now.
So they're well-done sausage toes.
Yeah, you want to see?
Yeah.
No, please don't.
Come on, bring
right
it.
Up
bring
the
it.
Table.
Let's see it. There they are. Oh, they kind of are. Look at that.
All right, stop looking at
sausage toes.
I wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I have some news that I want to break.
Yeah, break it.
Yeah, I
breaking news.
I'm not going to lie. I do like to toot my own horn because nobody else does. But
all the time.
I knew a guy.
I knew you
he had a thing that. On his desk. It was a plaque. It was a big, one of those big bicycle horns.
Right.
You know? And the plaque said, "He who toots not his own horn, his horn does not get tooted." So toot your own horn, dude.
I love that. I need that for my desk. All right, so here's the deal. A few weeks ago, a station that I worked for in Durango, it's Radio 101 now, I think is what they're called. It used to be Q101 when I was there. I get a message from the now office manager, who at the time I worked there was the, I don't know, she was just a part-timer secretary filing paperwork, probably the log generator, I'm not sure. Irregardless, but anyway, two or three of the people that are there now were there. The general manager, I actually was the one that hired me originally away from Big Dog. And so she sends me a message, she goes, "Hey, are you interested in doing mornings again on Q101?
Yeah.
Or on, excuse me, Radio 101. And I said, oh, I don't know. What's the money? I mean, you know, I got these podcasts going on. I got a job at Web. I, you know, what's the money? And I don't want to drive all the way to Durango every day.
Show me the money.
That's right. Yeah, it was like Tom Cruise. I wish I had that soundbite. Yeah. Matter of fact, I may pull that soundbite for this show.
There you go.
Because that's exactly what I said. And so long story short, guess what? They showed me the money. I really can't go into exactly all the details, but they met every demand that I asked for. And so now I have to either put up,
yeah,
and I have to either put up and shut up or tell them no.
Yeah.
So
you're getting the Panama hat, you're getting the, the purple velour jumpsuit, yes. You're getting everything.
Everything, the whole nine yards.
Gotcha.
Now, how did you not ask for it?
I know things, dude.
You can go through my damn email again, then, too. So,
keystroke logger.
Long story short is that I'm going to be doing mornings on Radio 101. Now, here's the best part. This is the part that I was concerned about, because I have contractual obligations to Traegers.
Of course.
To Better Homes and Gardens. What are you laughing about? Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Julie's got the innocent look on her face. I know she's up to something. And now both of them are pointing fingers at each other. But I have contractual obligations to Better Homes and Gardens that I need to fulfill or refund some money, and I'm not about to refund any money. I'm not about to do that. I can continue doing the podcast,
all
every
of them.
Single one of them.
Yeah.
My hours basically are like 6 to noon and Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
I also got premium dollars for doing radio remote. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of humbled because they did come to the table. This showed me that they really wanted me, so it made me feel good. So radio or podcast listeners, you can pick me up on 95.3 in Farmington come June, 1st of June.
Nice.
I'm very, I don't know, I'm excited to do it. I feel like I'm 19 again, man. What are you doing? Are you giving me a pause?
Julie's pushing buttons over there.
Yeah. But I worked for them in the 90s, and I won all kinds of awards, was doing afternoon and got moved to morning. So I'm just, like, freaking ecstatic that they even thought of me.
Yeah.
Or that there was even people left. Most of the places that I've left, those people...
They don't want anything to do with you anymore?
They don't
Never
know.
Come back
that,
here.
Don't call us.
The people that were there before are no longer there. So, you know, it was kind of... It was kind of cool.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm moving up in the world, Ken, and, you know,
I'm leaving you behind.
Yeah, that's right. But you
never,
kind of know,
never
I'll
leave
I'll
you
always
behind.
Love you. Oh, and the nice part about
it
is...
Sing it.
I will... No, I don't know the tune. Who did that song? I will always...
Well, Dolly.
Oh, no, God,
Dolly.
No, I'm not
And then Whitney
know.
Was a complete C word and... told Dolly to bite it. That's her song now.
Really?
But she did do a really good version of it.
But the nice part is, like, Interwest Concepts, our parent company that produces all the podcasts, I still get to keep my office at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Golden Door, downtown Farmington, thanks to Miss Julie. So I have, you know, if I move to Durango, I'll be down here at least 3-4 times a week. So maybe more. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, she's... Oh, man, she is good.
She's a taskmaster.
But I like the way she does it, because Brynn will usually go... Julie goes...
There's no slap on the arm.
When the motor gets started, it doesn't stop, though.
It's just a subtle finger in the air. Two fingers, three fingers, whatever.
She, like, tickles my armpit. Yeah. Not armpit, but...
Excuse me, David. Yeah.
The armpit show.
We're running out of time.
Well, listen, Sean, you got any last words?
And how do people find you? How do people find your podcast?
That's perfect.
The best way to look for this is NMBROU. Unlike Dave, where I don't put a lot of words and stuff, I know that everybody uses shorter keystrokes. And it stands for New Mexico Black Rifle Operators Union. I also have Your Donut, You Eat It, which is YDE, just the first letter of each one is how I did it. I'm on Facebook.
I love that. Your Donut, You Eat It.
Your Donut, You Eat It. And that comes from... Being around the service industry, guys, there was some schadenfreude that I put in some of the first podcasts for Your Donut, You Eat It. It's more cultural. It's more like an audio blog about everything that I can think of at the time. It's also my warm-up for when I actually do my real one. and that's the one that I put the most energy
and so
in
these
researching.
Are on basically any podcast platform.
They're on any podcast platform except for Apple, and that's because Apple sucks, and I can't stand trying to deal with
some of them
getting
are
certified
angry.
Or whatever you need to do there. But
it's
I'm on Spotify.
Than you think. I can't
it is, but I don't use Apple devices, and that's part of my tech background.
But I noticed Spotify is the best way to get all of them, right? Yeah, Spotify is a great medium. We use it too, so. All right.
Yeah.
Felicia, you got anything you'd like to say before we go?
We're going to kick your guys' ass next week. Was it next week?
She is pretty funny.
It is next week.
I guess I'll be probably wearing my rubber pants.
Did you see the way they looked at me? They were all scared. They're all.
You're a scary person.
I am.
So part of being keeping New Mexico tactical, I have body armor too, Dave.
Okay, great. Can I borrow some for tomorrow?
I hope you have body armor for their nuts.
Actually, yes.
I have lipstick on my clothes. It proves I'm not scared of you.
Lipstick on your body armor.
It's all washable body armor. Too, so you're all
right. Anything you want to add?
Me?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd give you an opportunity. I don't usually let the sound engineer, but Ken set you up a microphone so you could talk.
No,
so.
Just my main thing is always be kind.
Be kind, be absolutely. Kind. I love that.
And I say be great at the end of every podcast.
Wow.
And
be mean kind, I guess that's an option. Mine is be clever.
Make decisions.
So it's good. Be kind, be clever.
Because clever is not always kind, but I always go with clever.
Yeah. Was that old song, Cruel?
I gotta say.
Okay, Ken.
Honk if you're horny.
This is what I deal with. This is what I deal with every day.
And it appears this is why we can't have nice things.
Right?
Exactly.
Ken, any last words of wisdom?
That is a good one. I mean, be kind to each other. We were just discussing
kind,
that, right?
Yes.
You don't have to agree with people. Just
that's
be
right.
kind.
Just be kind, yeah.
Let them have their stupid opinions.
And if you don't agree, you have to agree to disagree.
Right?
Yeah. We live in America. You're entitled to what you believe.
Yeah, period. Yeah, absolutely. And
we
I'll fight for that.
Yeah, me too.
And
to
no
the
one
day
should
I
silence
die.
That either.
Yep. No, never.
Exactly.
Say bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.